Even when I was a teenager, I used to go to cemeteries and read people's names to see who was buried there. I did that because I was interested in who had died there and how people group families together. What do they do to bury their dead? My name is Maria Candelaria Solis. I'm 61 years old of age. Right now we're sitting at outside in the courtyard of the Emma S. Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center. I like coming here. It's not so much about what's in the building, but what it represents to me. And here I'm able to mingle with people of my own culture. We have activities that remind me of my childhood and some of the things I learned growing up in my family. I was brought up in Brownsville, Texas, and I came to Austin 40 years ago. I've got a daughter who was born here, and I guess, you know, I always like to say that I'm a naturalized Austinite by way of my daughter. In my mid-30s, I started thinking more about my daughter's background. She's bicultural, so I just started thinking about what I could do to promote that within her, and at the same time, pass on to her my culture. When I was in high school, back then the buzzword was assimilation. You need to assimilate with everybody. And then I thought to myself, you know, what about where I come from? Why do I have to assimilate? Why can't I study my own history about where I came from and be proud of that? And I can still celebrate being an American, but also be knowledgeable about my own personal history. When you think about it, you always hear about Davy Crockett, James Bowie, but then you don't hear about all the Hispanics, all the Latinos, all the Mexican Americans that were here before then. I am the current president of the Tejano Genealogy Society of Austin. Genealogy is actually studying about our ancestors, our past, our history. You know, a lot of people don't even begin to study their genealogy until they're older. And that's exactly what happened to me. I had more time on my hands. I've always been inquisitive about family history. So I started doing the research. My daughter has no interest in genealogy, and she'll let me talk and give her information up to a certain point, and then she just says, okay, mother, I don't want to hear any more about it. In more recent years, we have both taken a DNA test, and we have found out how different we are, but also how alike we are. You know, when you learn about your history, where you came from, it makes you feel proud of who you are. You learn about your ancestors and how much hard work they put into the building of this nation. And so you realize that you are this nation. You're part of this nation. Your family made this nation what it is.